One, two, three, four.
I had a black suit board in the cotton field. I had a white dress board in the cotton field. Our favorite game was board in the cotton field. You had a black suit born in the cotton field. I had a white dress born in the cotton field. Our favorite game was born in the cotton field. Oh, oh. I would run away. That's all we
Vespers with the track The Cotton Field. They're my guest here in the studio, and that's from their new album, or their only album rather, called Tell Your Mama, and it's self-released. Who wrote that song?
Me and Phoebe wrote that song together, actually.
Okay, and that's Callie speaking, and she was singing the lead vocals on that one. So is that inspired by true events? Did you do that when you were young?
No. It was just a story idea we came up with.
Okay, and so do you usually write together? Or do you usually write separately, or how does that process kind of unfold?
Actually, that's pretty rare for us to write together like that. Usually, Phoebe writes songs by herself. She does really good finishing up stuff by herself, and then, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I'll start something and get everybody's help on it, too. And we write a lot, all four of us together now.
But okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, the Tell Your Mama came out in March of 2010, so it's been, I guess, almost just shy of a year for that album. And you guys have been busy in that past year. You've been doing a lot. So you want to tell us a little bit about where you've been touring and what you've been up to?
I'm Bruno, and I play upright bass and a couple of other things. No, yeah, we spent a good portion of last year and a lot of the first quarter of this year just touring it up, trying to get to new cities and play in front of as many people as we can. We've Yeah, we've had a couple of opportunities to open for different artists, like Cadillac Sky, mm-hmm. and we opened for the Carolina Chocolate Drops the other day. Mm-hmm. No, we've done a couple shows at some festivals and other things. But yeah, I mean, we're just trying to spread the word, sell a bunch of records on our own, mm-hmm. just build a fan base.
Well, I see you actually have some really interesting ways of building your fan base. I was looking at your Facebook page and on your homepage, and one of the things I noticed, one, is that you've got a house concert competition with Music City Roots. Mm-hmm. How did that get started?
Well, Music City Roots is a like a radio show down in Nashville, mm-hmm. and they do it every Wednesday night. It's like a live thing. It's like a little baby Grand Ole Opry for like Americana Roots artists.
Okay.
And basically, the guy who runs it, his name is Todd. Mm-hmm. His child is 3, I believe, now. And his name is Jackson, and Jackson really likes our band. And he saw it on, like, this, like, public TV thing or something we did uh-huh. one time in Nashville. And Jackson, like, fell in love with our band and kind of influenced his dad on booking us on YouTube.
You're telling me a 3-year-old was like, Dad, you have to have them on.
Yeah. Like, Todd will tell us that Jackson won't brush his teeth at night until he watches our YouTube video.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's really yeah. cute.
So, I mean, we played Music City Roots back in February before the record came out. And then we were there the other day, and he asked us, he's like, hey, we're doing this new promo for, like, this house concert thing. Like, Mountain Heart did it.
Okay.
They do it each season, like spring, winter.
So it's just your basic, you can enter to win.
Yeah, you go through their website and okay. you can sign up to.
So you can enter to win a house concert with you guys performing, and then how many people can come?
It's like 25 friends, and okay. Music City Roots are going to provide like food from the Loveless, like Blackstone beer, mm-hmm. Vietti chili, like all their sponsors are in on
gotcha,
it, too. It's pretty
gotcha.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I noticed on your website, and I'm curious whose idea this was, but about it, you have a movie mail-in rental program.
Oh, yeah. That was Bruno's idea.
Okay.
I mean, me and Taylor love watching movies uh-huh. in the van. We're big movie buffs, and like we're having trouble figuring out ways that we could rent movies.
Okay.
And keep them for, you know, 3 weeks while we're on tour or whatever. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you can't do that with Blockbuster.
Gotcha.
Netflix or any of those places. I mean, you can do with Netflix, but you can only get 2 movies at a time.
Sure.
We need more than that. So, okay. you know, like I tried the library, but you can only keep those movies for a week. Uh-huh. You know, nothing worked. And so we were so bored, all those long drives. And so Bruno had the idea to see if like any fans wanted to recommend movies, they could just mail us a disc.
And then they'd get a thank you note and a movie review.
That's right. Like if we liked it, we would tell them, you know. So, yeah, we've been watching movies that our
yeah,
fans
so
have sent us.
It's worked. How many videos have you gotten so far?
It hasn't really worked that well.
I mean, maybe like 4 people have sent us, you know, 5 movies.
But that's helpful.
So, yeah, I mean, 20 yeah. movies or whatever.
But they usually send, like, 10 movies at a time, so it's oh. a pretty good little stop.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to share their opinion.
Yeah.
Even if it's just in movie tastes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a good way to interact with your fans and just see what their tastes are, and then you get to have a personal connection, and I'm sure the next time you come through town with those people, they'd be at your show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Get their movies back at the very least, right?
Right.
Well, do you guys want to play us one more tune?
Yeah. Sure thing.
This is a little song that I wrote most of. Callie helped me as well, I think. We wrote it for our granddad, who passed away about 3 years ago, I think. It's called Eyes Wide Open. It's on Tell Your Mama as well.
Sat me down at his bedside. squares. Some are hearts, but they're quite rare. He told me stories of his childhood, of mistakes that he had made. He told me, don't you make the same ones, because love is not a game. Live your life with eyes wide open, bide your time with palms toward heaven.
Wide Open from the Vespers. That's also on their 2010 album, Tell Your Mama. And Phoebe, you mentioned that you wrote that for your grandmother, I mean your grandfather. And if it isn't obvious from that and from the harmony vocals that your sister is,
yes,
Callie. And
yes,
also for people who don't know that the other two people in the band are also brothers, Bruno and Taylor. How did you guys form a band? How did you guys come together and make this all happen?
We were at a cookout at some of our friends' house, because they like to have big bluegrass jams and stuff and campfires out at their place, and me and Phoebe were there, and Taylor and Bruno were there, and at the time they were playing in a rock band, and me and Phoebe were just a duo called the Vespers, and we had just started out, and we had like three songs, you know, and so, you know, people were going around and playing their songs at the campfire, and so we played a couple of our songs, and Taylor really liked it, and so he kind of became a fan of ours, I guess, and he would come out and see us play, and we went to their band and saw them play live and stuff, and then we just had an idea that it might be cool if we, you know, jammed together, because me and Phoebe couldn't play drums or bass, so we thought it would be cool to try full band and see, so we just got together one day and jammed and learned some of our songs, and it turned out really good.
So yeah.
we stuck with it.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, so Tell Your Mama is, you self-released that. Where was it recorded?
It was recorded at a small studio in Nashville.
Okay.
The studio doesn't really have a name. It was just this young guy who we had him engineer that for us. We produced everything kind of before we went to the studio. Mm-hmm. And we recorded it in a month or so. Mm-hmm. And then had a good friend of ours mix it at a different studio. And, yeah, we just did it all ourselves.
Yeah. Well, and you guys are coming through. You've been in Virginia for a few dates. You're going to be doing a few more in Virginia. Where are you headed after this?
This is going to wrap up this trip. Mm-hmm. We're going to go home and play a big Nashville show, mm-hmm. like we try to do every year in March at the Belcourt Theater.
Okay.
And then we're going to try and shoot a music video for that single.
Oh, nice.
And release that. And then I'm not sure what other stuff we have booked yet, but we're going to try to keep busy this summer and tour a lot. So.
Festival season. It's mm-hmm. time. Well, do you want to play another song for us?
Sure. This is a brand new one. We wrote it with a friend of ours, Brian Simpson, in Nashville. It's called Instrument for You.
Let's go down to the river in the morning. Let's rise up before the sun. Listen to the whispering waters. Sing an anthem to the Lord above. Let's go up to the top of the mountain. Watch the sun creep up so slow. Golden light flooding the canyon, magnifying God's own glow. How pure their praise appears, so lovely in your ears. Oh, that I could too be an instrument for you, playing. Let's go find a weeping willow, see it cry its tears for Christ. Lay our heads on the grassy pillow, all creation sings his might. How pure their praise appears, so lovely in your ears. Oh, that I could too be an instrument for you, playing. How pure their praise appears, so lovely in your ears. Oh, that I could too. Oh, how pure their praise appears, so lovely in your ears. Oh, that I could too.
Vespers here on Capital Americana. And you said that was called Instrument for You, is that correct?
Yes.
And for people who don't know, Brian Simpson was one of the main songwriters for Cadillac Sky and a founding member of that and lead singer. So I take it you've formed a partnership with him in Nashville, or at least hang out with him on a semi-regular basis to get that written?
Yeah. Brian's brother, Clint, mm-hmm. is kind of who brought us together. Clint is a booking agent.
Oh, okay. He's,
he, like, books us.
Mm-hmm.
So through Clint, we met Brian and the Cadillac Sky guys. But, yeah, Brian, he lives in Franklin, Tennessee, where the girls live in Franklin. And, yeah, me and my brother Taylor go to, like, a little Bible study down on Music Row with, like, a couple of other songwriters at Brian's little publishing house where he writes at. And, yeah, so we see him on a regular basis when we're in town, and he's a good friend, and, yeah, he's that the only person who's ever co-written with us. We've never let outsiders in, but... So
well, he's definitely a talented person to let in there as far as songwriting is concerned. He definitely knows what he's doing. One other thing that I noticed on your website that I thought was unique, usually you see a lot of bands that have... string endorsements and instrument endorsements, but one unique thing I saw on your website is that you have a vocal coaching endorsement. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That's my sister.
Okay.
So,
what's her name?
Sophie Shear.
Okay.
And her the last name's different because she's married.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, she's a vocal coach, and me and Phoebe go to her sometimes, and she'll give us lessons, and so we put her up there on our site so people will, you know, be directed towards her and she can get more business.
And have you noticed a difference in with the coaching she gives you? As
yeah,
far as...
she's great.
Okay.
She's great. I mean, for a while she gave us this warm-up CD and we would listen to it before every show and warm up our voices. And then we lost it, so we haven't been able to warm up on this tour, but when we get back, we'll get another one and do it again.
And then the other thing that you guys did to kind of involve fans is that you had a drumhead design contest. How did that play out? Whose idea was that? Yeah, we should talk to the percussionist about this, Taylor.
Yeah, there's no drums in here right now, obviously, but I don't know. Ever since we were little, you know, you see pictures of the Beatles and it says the Beatles on the front of their drums. Or, like, we used to go see bands and I always thought that was really cool and there was some kind of a unique, you know, creative handmade something on a drum head, you know. And so from the jump with this group, whenever we started, it was like, well, let's do it right. And we had one that said the Vespers on it for a while. But that drum wasn't mine. I bought it from a friend. So when he wanted it back, we couldn't use it anymore. So then we made another one, and another guy made a gramophone, which is just like on a record. And that one was cool too. Well, then started using a different drum again, just because of changing sizes or whatever, and we didn't have one again. And so it was just one of those things where it was like, we have a medium of, you know, 3,000 people on here. Surely 10 of them can draw or come up with something. And so we just put it out there to all our friends, fans, what have you on Facebook, that if you can draw something cool, we'll put it on our drum head, you know. We'll take submissions. Maybe two or three of them will come in. We'll get to choose. Well, there was like 25 of them or so came in, and we were just really kind of we didn't expect that much, and it was really honored for that many people to take the time to do it. But we picked the one that was first of all simplest enough for us to be able to actually print it. You know, some of them were really outstanding and computer oriented and everything, but I don't know if we would have ever been able to actually print it onto a drum. But this one that we picked was really simple and felt like it really summed up the image and the vibe that we were going for, and it turned out
it
was
some birds in it, right? Yeah.
A lot of bird things came in. It was weird. Like, a lot of stuff had birds in it.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense with the name of the group Vespers and just the light, airy harmony tones that you get.
Yeah. But we were really happy with it, and, you know, the screen printer was able to print it up, and Bruno's friend Chris Robinson, who he worked with in, before we were all, you know, touring and everything, Bruno worked at Target, and that's where they knew each other at. So it was so funny. All around the world, it was right there at Target.
And that was the guy?
The winner.
Oh, the winner. Okay, yeah. So do you guys have anything else you're super excited about? Any new promotions like that you're going to do for your fans?
Yeah, we just we launched an iPhone app.
Okay.
And not many people have those, I don't think, except for, like, Lil Wayne and Eminem and stuff like that. So, but, yeah, it's free and, like, can it's in the Apple store or whatever.
And what does it do?
It's real easy to keep up with, like, tour dates.
Okay.
And it has, like, band bios and
it has
iTunes
and stuff
every link you could ever imagine on it, to, like, Twitter and Facebook, and you can, like, email us from the app. And what else does it do? It plays music. It has some unreleased songs, some live versions.
Blog comes up.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's just like a little way to keep up with us.
Yeah, so a free way to keep up with where you guys are going to be and what you're doing.
Mobile.
So iPhone application. I'm sure that's on your website too. Do you want to take it out with one more song for us?
Sure. Yeah. this one is this is also another new one. It's a song that Phoebe started writing, and it was just inspired by one of those funny days where you don't get any text messages or phone calls all day, and you check your Facebook and you don't have any notifications or whatever. So she started this song, and we named it Got No Friends, because it's just kind of a song about being a loser. Anyways, she's fixing her banjo.
Yeah, we can cut this out. Don't worry about it.
Okay. This is called Got No Friends.
When I come home, I hope to have a letter. When I come home, I hope to have some mail. When I come home, I hope to have a visitor. But when I return, there was no one there. Well, I got no friends today.
The Vespers have been my guest here on Capital Americana. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for having us. It was awesome.